Fellow students of our Lord, were you raised by good parents? If so, then you heard it a lot. Behave yourself. Be good. Were you raised as a Christian? And you heard it there too from God. Thou shalt. Thou shalt not. In other words, don't sin. Now that's not just a bunch of stern orders. Neither your parents nor God are content to just sit back and judge you. Both your parents and God, who love you, really want you to not sin. And so the Lord comes to us in passages like this one before us this morning with some help. First, some strategy about how not to sin, and then some motivation about why not to sin. We read from the first letter of Peter, the second chapter. Beloved, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. So there it is again. Abstain from fleshly lusts, which is a really pretty fancy way of saying don't sin. Very hard to do. Impossible, in fact. And yet our Lord wants us to work at it. And so he comes to us with his advice, first giving us a how, a strategy, at least one strategy for avoiding sin. He says here, abstain from fleshly lusts. And when we look closely at the word here, abstain, that the Apostle Peter uses, you'll see that there is space involved. Abstain here doesn't simply mean a no thank you, as if there's a plate of sin being passed and you're saying, no, I'm abstaining today. No, this is a get out of there. Make space, create a distance between you and sin. I remember that old joke where somebody phones a friend and says, I broke my leg in three places, and the friend replies, you need to stay out of those places. There's a serious point to the joke and to the words before us. That is, we often sin in places, don't we? And if your life is among, includes some places where there are certain places where you are likely to sin, stay out of those places. If you're among people who are bound and determined to gossip and to say bad things about other people, get away from there. If you're in a compromising sexual situation, say a quick, help me, Jesus, and leave. Sometimes it's a matter of leaving physically. Sometimes it's a matter of leaving mentally. When your thoughts go to a place of sin, say a quick, help me, Jesus, and take your thoughts elsewhere. Think about your baptism. Think about a hymn or a Bible verse that you know. Think about Jesus. By saying abstain from fleshly lusts, God is giving us a strategy for doing just that. He's suggesting that we place a distance between us and the places where we're likely to sin. But just as important as the how is the why. And in these verses, the apostle is giving us three whys, three motivations for not sinning. The first is, he says, to protect your soul. To protect your soul. Sinning, he says, is a war against your soul. And war is an excellent translation here because we're not talking here just about a fist fight, which is over in a little while, or even a battle, but we're talking about a military campaign that goes on for your whole life long, and its objective, its military objective by sin against you is to take your soul. That yourself. The goal is to take over your personality, to seize that essence of yourself, to take what is eternal about you and damn it to hell. And Peter says here, that's why, to abstain from sin, to protect this essence of yourself. Then there's a second motivation, and that is to take advantage of opportunity. Opportunities, you know, are fleeting. They come, and then they disappear, and usually they don't come back. And there are few happenings in life that are more sad than missing an important opportunity. You've heard the stories. Maybe you've been in one yourself. Boy, I could have asked her to marry me, but I let that opportunity slip by. I could have told Grandpa before he died that I love him, but Peter says here we're like strangers and pilgrims. We're not here long. We're just passing through. And he's telling us that our Christian life is an opportunity. A life of doing good and not sinning is an opportunity, a testimony to the unbelievers, the people around us who are watching us and who are accusing us. And he says, we can flip them. He says, these people who are likely to scoff and laugh and criticize us, they look at how we live. And they see that we avoid sin. And they see that we do good. And Peter says, they'll glorify God in the day of visitation. And people don't glorify God unless they believe in God. Peter is saying, don't add another story of missed opportunity. I could have shown them Jesus in my life, but two strong reasons to abstain from sin: protecting your soul and keeping this opportunity alive. Testify to others through our lives. But for the strongest why, we have to skip down the page past these verses before us to the end of the chapter where St. Peter sums up his thoughts in this whole chapter with these words. He says, Jesus himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. And there it is. The only way we can be free from sin, God who wants us to be free from sin, knew that the only way we could be free from sin is that he lifted it off of us. And the only way he could take our sins from us is if he would lift them off of us and put them onto his Son, Jesus Christ, there on the tree of the cross. That came first, and it's done. Our sins are forgiven. And then what? Listen again. Jesus himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, so that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. See, Jesus is not just our Savior, central as that is. He's also our motive. And with his strength, in gratitude for all that he has done for us, we can get out of those places where we're likely to sin. With his strength, and in gratitude for all he's done for us, we can show Jesus to other people around us by our lives. With his strength and in gratitude for all he's done for us, We can continue fighting those battles that seek to take our soul, knowing that in Him, that war has already been won. Let's rise for prayer. Let us ever walk with Jesus. Follow His example pure. Flee the world which would deceive us and to sin our souls allure. Ever in His footsteps treading, body here, yet soul above, full of faith and hope and love. Let us do the Father's bidding. Faithful Lord, abide with me. Savior, lead. I follow Thee. Amen.